From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Jota, October 2021. Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. On the 15th, 16th and 17th of October, the Redcliffe Club, in cooperation with Queensland Scouts, will host Jamboree on the air at the Murrumbong Scout Grounds in Pine Rivers and at BP Park at Samford here in southeast Queensland. Peter Richardson, VK4TAA, is the organiser. He needs volunteers for Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of October at both locations. If you can help at all, and if you have a Queensland Government issued blue card, please find the Redcliffe Districts Radio Club on Facebook and send Peter a message. You can also talk to him after this morning's news broadcast. You can also contact the club directly. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
This is VK4WIA, and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. During the week, my motoring club sent an email which was designed to get people off their backsides and into action. The local council in my area has been promoting a free dumping day prior to the summer storms being around. And, of course, the Bureau of Meteorology has issued its forward estimates of summer in the tropics and subtropics. It may not be the best admonition to lay upon people, but we may be living in interesting times indeed. There are interesting contests, both international and nationally run, coming up in the months ahead. And to the point, gathering people, getting the station into top performance should be well in hand. With the various modes of summer propagation and the improving sunspot numbers, we can still be frustrated by the solar flares with an earthly strike zone. All in all, for radio operations, it should be an interesting and enjoyable period. But the practical outlook is one of unstable weather, and we should be preparing for it. Making sure the outside parts of our station are in sound condition and are secure is the start. Making sure that we have planned for contingencies from fire, cyclone and summer storms with flash flooding should be important activity at the moment. Then there are the areas that are still drought-stricken, and their hopes and needs will be to embrace and savour such wet weather as comes their way. From the weather to another subject of importance. We have people who complain about the few seniors on air who like chewing the fat and sharing the state of their health. The reality is that so many of our number are ageing and many are living alone. Having access to a hobby which lessens the feeling of isolation can be an important part of maintaining a sense of worth in the community. We've had innumerable people discussing and pointing out the worsening mental health of the people who have been required to isolate because of the SARS-CoV-2. The various media have been devoting lots of time to this issue, with many experts contributing to the discussions. As we in the largest area of Queensland have barely noticed the impact of the pandemic, our club activities have continued and the southern parts of the state are now enjoying more freedom to do things which we consider normal. As we come to enjoy the new normality and sense of freedom, it is also time to think of our fellows, who haven't ridden through this storm of sickness and fear with the same outcome as ourselves. We need to remember that our individual stories are different, and our responses will be governed by those stories. Now is the time to consider our fellows, as we see the support groups for military veterans rally to their members. We radio amateurs should be also rallying to support our members too, as we rebuild our activities through this year and the next. The young and the old, the well and the injured, are all our fellow amateurs, and worth more than the 5-9, and thanks for the contact. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.